This is the midday for a Thursday afternoon. I'm Norman Gilliland, and you have a duel to look forward to, which is to say a duel between two violinists. That's what they're calling it, dueling violins, and it's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. And not too many moons ago, one of the duelists, Gilles Appap, was here in the studio, and now we have the other, and that's Eric Silberger. And welcome to the midday.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Norman.
And so what's the concept here, dueling violins? Are you actually competing, the two of you, in this concert that's coming up?
Absolutely Friday? Not. No, we're working together. So we'll actually be playing both separately and together. And the joy is always working with somebody else who you admire and respect. And Gilles Appap is a fantastic violinist and a unique personality as well. So really happy that the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra thought of this creative idea, a way of bringing us both together.
So how is it working out in terms of the repertory? In which ones are you playing solo and which ones are you dueling?
So we're going to be playing separately. First, I'm going to be actually doing the Sinding Suite and the Barber, but we'll be starting the concert with the Bach Double, the famous concerto that many people play when they're starting to grow up. And then we're going to do the entire thing, though, which goes far beyond what people generally play when they first start the violin. And then after that, in this, we're going to have Sigonaweisen by Pablo de Sarasate.
Yes, a gypsy sound. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're also going to be doing a few surprise encores, and there will be some things that are unique to Gilles as well. That are just, and then of course there's a Haydn symphony as well that the orchestra will be playing.
One of the middle ones,
yes.
47, I think it is. Well, I know that Gilles has a lot of variety in the recordings that he's made, because I'm making here an interval of about one linear foot of CDs that he dropped off last time, that his publicist sent after his previous visit, all kinds of things. And you have recorded some variety already with a couple of CDs to your credit.
Yes. This first one is actually a piece by Astor Piazzolla, his Four Seasons, which was originally written for bandoneon. And I actually recorded it in Cuba with the Havana Lyceum Orchestra. So just to have a different flavor, because also Gilles is one of the most versatile violinists I know. And I also delve into several different styles, so it's just been really fun kind of seeing different perspectives and then coming together.
Well, let's hear a bit of yours. And so is this also the Cuban organization that you're performing with on this CD?
In this CD, yes. This was recorded a couple years, 3 years ago in Cuba.
Anything else we need to know before we go?
Enjoy.
Here we go. Lively and I'm guessing imaginative stuff too. I mean, it's not like you're just playing notes.
No, it's actually very fun because there's some room for flexibility. And actually, if you play exactly as rhythm as written, sometimes it actually sounds a little bit more stiff. So I try to have a little bit of flexibility within that rhythm.
Going to be dancing around a little bit when you play this tomorrow night, or when you perform some of the pieces tomorrow night?
Some of the pieces tomorrow, we'll see what happens. Anything is possible. We do have some surprises, and some of those may be more than others.
And that tomorrow night is with the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. It's a concert that takes place at the Capitol Theater in Madison, and it's tomorrow, March 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Capitol Theater in the Overture Center. The Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra with a program called Dueling Violins, featuring Gilles Appap and then my guest today, Eric Silberger. And what's that in your hand?
I have a violin.
You have a couple of them, so
yeah.
What's this one?
Well, so I have two violins. One is a J.B. Guadagnini from the year 1757 that used to be on exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum in New York City. And then the other one is a violin that was made for me in 2023 by Luis Amarim in Cremona, Italy. So those are both a very different world to play on, and they both have their own special characteristics, so that's why it's always very fun to switch back and forth.
You're going to be playing the famous Barber Violin Concerto tomorrow night. Which violin for that?
We're going to have to see.
Oh, really? That's spontaneous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So back to the one that's in your hand there. What's that?
That's J.B. Guadagnini from 1757.
Can we hear some of that?
Yeah. So one of the things about this concert is it's dueling violins. So there's some very virtuosic music. And one of the specialties of the Sinding Suite is the first movement is a presto. And it has this perpetual motion. So just a lot of notes that just keep going and going very, very fast. So I'll play a little bit of an excerpt of that.
Nothing caught fire.
Yeah, it's a very fun piece. And then actually, we have another perpetual motion in the Barber Violin Concerto. And so that goes a little bit more like this. Yeah, anyway. I'll leave that for the concert.
Well, I was going to say, that's the full last movement of the Barber. It's kind of, to this day, a little controversial, but we don't really have time to get into that, except that, of course, it's one of the greatest of violin concertos and certainly one of the best, the most famous of the 20th century.
It's a fantastic work that I think represents some amazing composition at an early age, because Barber, for instance, I believe was still at Curtis Institute of Music.
Yeah, he was like 25 or so.
Very young. I mean, he was writing for a student there. And it's just amazing to see the amount of emotional involvement in that piece, especially the second movement. I mean, it can bring tears to your eyes. I mean, it's just such a beautiful, moving piece of music.
Well, from the man who brought you the Adagio for strings, after all.
Yeah.
So yes, Barber could definitely be emotional. We have some more Zos Piazzolla that we're going to be hearing next.
Yeah, let's go to something else. This is from his Histoire du Tango. And this is actually with my friend Amir Chakogoncha, who is a fantastic guitarist. And just to take you to a different part of time, I just really love exploring tango as well. But, you know, the thing is, all these different genres and all these different composers actually worked together. And that's what I think is a nice parallel in this program, which is going to have some variety that's a bit of more of a surprise, with Gilles especially. It's that people like Astor Piazzolla actually studied with one of the most famous teachers, Nadia Boulanger.
Oh, yes, famously so.
Yeah, who taught people like Bernstein, who also taught Quincy Jones, who did all of that music. So there's this parallel and connection in all of that music going to France with Nadia Boulanger. And this is Astor Piazzolla's way of looking back at the history of tango.
A very sweet rendition of something you hear various ways in various performances, that Café 1930.
Yes, Piazzolla's idea of tango music in the 1930s.
And fun to visualize, too.
Yeah.
The tango being one of those dances. Well, we have time. I think we can do this in a couple of minutes. We're going to actually have another CD of yours represented. But in the meantime, highlights of your concert tomorrow night, you think? Is it all good, or is there one place that the audience should say, okay, this is where he's really into the zone?
I think what's so unique about this program is, if you love violin and you love the violin, the music of the violin, this showcases the violin's capabilities. It also showcases myself and Gilles Lepape, and we love collaborating together. We also love the virtuoso music of the violin and the emotional aspect of music. So I think if this is a concert that you love the violin, this is definitely not one to miss. And I hear they even had to lower the pit so they could add some extra seats, because this one's selling very quickly. So,
well, so it should. I mean, it's a couple of great violinists and a wonderful program. And to look forward to, and that is tomorrow night, 7:30, Capitol Theater at the Overture Center for the Arts in Madison. And it's the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra with Gilles Lapape and Eric Silberger as the dueling violinist, with a really a action-packed program, too.
Yeah, it's some of the most virtuosic music for the violin, but also so deeply emotional and just a joy.
And I think it's going to be deeply visual, too.
Yeah.
So good reason to be right there in the hall tomorrow night. And a pleasure meeting you and hearing some of your music.
Oh, thank you. A real pleasure, Norman.
Next stop is our quiz question here on WPR.